You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, if you've been reading the news this week, you would have seen another update, if you will, from Paula Penfold, actually, on Stuff, talking about the continued foreign interference in New Zealand, particularly from China. And she was drawing attention to a group that I've referenced before, the New Zealand Values Alliance. It's a pro-democracy group of Chinese New Zealanders, and they've written an open letter to the Prime Minister. I know these people, good people, and they're very concerned about what the CCP or the Chinese Communist Party are doing. So I've called one of my friends and contacts, Michael Zhuang. So Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Simon. Thank you very much.
So for listeners, you should be familiar with Michael's name. I've had him on a few times talking about this very issue around China and foreign interference in New Zealand. So, yeah, Michael, I would love you to talk us through what you know of this letter, because amongst many things, you know both English and Chinese. You're far more talented than I am. So tell us about this letter that's been written.
Oh, well, thank you, Simon. I mean, this letter is actually based on the recent in the SIS report that actually named China as one of the main factors in engaging in foreign interference in New Zealand. And one of the most, I would say, damning issues that's been raised is how the CCP is actively interfering in, for example, elections in New Zealand, funneling money and supporting candidates that they view as pro-China, candidates that would be, you know, promote like trade and other relations with China and would not ever talk about human rights issues, etc. And just imagining that a foreign country is interfering in our elections here, that's a pretty big issue. And I myself have been involved in protests around this, candidates, you know, in New Zealand, not just National Party, but also Labour Party, so both parties had candidates before, and right now, actually, who are pro-China. And I think we shouldn't forget that back in 2020, you know, one member of parliament from each side was outed by SIS as being essentially compromised by China. So the thing is, I think this letter is raising the issue that, you know, we have that history. And I don't know why it's not being talked about, it's not being discussed in media, but it should be viewed as embarrassing for a country if we have, you know, an MP on both sides of the aisle that's compromised by the same authoritarian state.
I think the argument goes, doesn't it, that, you know, if someone's going to be involved in politics, particularly within the Chinese community, it's going to be very hard for them to raise money or get any coverage, be it on WeChat or on Chinese media, if they're not either supportive of the CCP or prepared to go silent on what it's doing. So, yeah, that's quite a critical point. So the open letter is drawing attention, obviously, to that political interference. So it's been written to the Prime Minister, is that right?
Yeah, it's an open letter. Address to Prime Minister. And, you know, it's just after that whole deal in 2020, there's nothing. What I've seen is that nothing's been done. Nothing is happening. It's just business as usual. So,
unfortunately, I've seen that myself, Michael. I mean, look, you and I have known each other for a long time, but it seems that issues will raise their head and you think that this might actually give some emphasis and impetus to what's happening, but it all just then goes quietly, because I know the open letter talks about harassment, that pro-democracy activists have been harassed. I mean, you have been harassed recently, of course, you and your friend with the Taiwanese flag physically attacked.
Yes, that is true. So the letter made a few points about the United Front groups who kind of, you know, interfere with the rights of people in New Zealand, either by intimidation or, through various means, because you know that whole deal about the protest I did when the Chinese premier visited. But every other person there whom I know, they've had their photos taken, and someone in China, one of their relatives or somebody, they get visited by the state security because of that protest. There's multiple people I know who have family in China. They had the same experience.
And I think that's really important to emphasize to Kiwis, because you go, oh, what's the issue with someone from the embassy, the Chinese embassy, taking a photo of you? But the reason is because they take that photo, they work out who you are, and as you're saying, Michael, they go back and harass family in China. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lady whose brother was like visited by state security, and because they say, oh, her activity here, blah, 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 is not good for the country. And there's a guy whose parents, it's just, you know, this kind of thing. If you tell this to all New Zealanders, it sounds shocking that, you know, you're just exercising a right that everyone in this country has. But it's like, if you're Chinese, then somehow you don't fully have this right because of some forces are working behind to stop you from doing so. So this is the reality.
Yeah, and there's quite a lot of harassment on the social media side as well, or rather I should phrase that as a question, but I'm aware of a lot of Chinese New Zealanders who on the likes of WeChat get very quickly abused or removed from community groups if they even question the narrative of the CCP here in New Zealand.
Well, yes, because WeChat is a Chinese app. Everything goes through the Chinese censors, and of course those big community groups are run by the same, like United Front groups, or they call themselves like trade associations or something. You know, these people who run those groups, whatever, they're all, you know, hardcore communist Chinese ideologues. You know, they're not gonna allow you to criticize the Chinese regime or express any kind of dissent. That's not gonna happen.
And I think it's probably one of the critical things on bringing you onto the show this morning is for people just to understand it's, and I'm probably going to phrase this wrong, Michael, but it's not as if people are banned from speaking in New Zealand per se, but actually the consequences of doing so are quite, quite significant. And as the open letter indicates, there's quite a network of what's called the United Front Working Group. That's the extension of the CCP. So what is the hope then with this lady? You've written to the Values Alliance have written to the Prime Minister. What is it that they hope he does?
Well, they're hoping for New Zealand to take some actual action, like opening inquiries into this kind of issue. Like, do we have proxy groups of an authoritarian state functioning in this country, and are they trying to undermine democracy? Are they trying to undermine the basic freedoms that people in New Zealand have? This is some of the thing that they wish to, you know, the Prime Minister and the New Zealand government can do at this stage, because like I said before, is that after that whole deal in 2020, it just looks like business as usual. Nothing's happening. And
I'm pleased that, you know, you're drawing attention to this, and particularly to the Values Alliance, that they've written this letter, because I know some other MPs, mm-hmm. on both sides of the House have actually asked for an inquiry. It's been turned down, in my view, disappointingly. So the more voices in the community, including from the Chinese New Zealand community, the better. So, Michael, thanks for popping on the show, talking us through that letter, and look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thank you very much, Simon.
So that was Michael Zhuang just joining me to talk around an open letter that's recently been put out by the New Zealand Values Alliance.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.